Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting out. Shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run? Hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I'm. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block. On the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Drink that I'm out of sight. Push, push.
question book. It's Katie calling a question cluck. And busted the cunt that wanna fuck the night. Riding dirty, too cool but tight. I put the pressure on her pistol when she on the light. A dog in it, nigga, with a player force.
Come on, racks on racks, check my memo, check my logo, free band, free band, that's what I stand for, bands on bands, you want them Giuseppes, you want them Donna Booth, Benjamin Franklin, that's what I do to you.
Alrighty, alrighty. Welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, and also host Golden Fleece. What it do?
Yes, yes. Another Wednesday, man. We close to December out this piece, man. This is really moving a little bit too fast on me. I went to Macy's today, you know what I'm saying? Try to get a little holiday shopping in and realize, like, damn, why am I even out here right now, man? I can't stand this shit. But I had to go do it, man. They had some nice sales out there, but it's almost the holidays, man, almost the turn of the year.
Yeah, it most certainly is. I was just, like, I forgot, got the Thanksgiving things at the different workplaces, everybody, you know, doing potlucks and all of that, and then my mom's birthday's tomorrow. I'm like, Lord, it's so much at once, but, you know, yeah, I'm blessed.
Happy birthday, Mama Onyx.
Yeah. So excited. Gonna try to see her tomorrow and link up, but... Yeah, crazy. I don't know what's going on there at the start of the show. I had a couple calls coming in as well, people waiting on the line, because tonight we have special guest, CEO and founder of the Core DJs, but so much more, Tony Neal. Such a powerful individual right now in the industry, especially the hip-hop culture. So he will be on the line with us shortly here. Very excited to have him.
The big dog. Big dog right there, man.
Yes, overdue.
Been to a few Core DJ conferences. Big dog right there. Glad to have that brother on the show tonight, man. That's going to be a fun one.
Yes, it's going to be nice. I love everything that he... there hasn't been one thing that he said that I hadn't agreed with or understood or just was like, amen, especially when it came to, like, the industry and the urban side of how, you know, artists be moving and things that they should do and just ideas and suggestions, you know, just... all in the sake of helping and just trying to better, you know, artists and teach them the way that they should, well, of course, there's no wrong or right way, but to teach them, but there is, at the same time, it's still a floor plan, and so he's done a great job as well as him and his entire team, the Core DJs, and, you know, I guess we can get into all of that when he gets on the line, but he is on the line tonight, and everybody that's tuning in for the first time, again, sorry about that technical difficulty. You know, this is online, so it is what it is.
It happens. It happens.
It does. This is the station via Jermaine Dupri's Global 14, so we do want you guys also to make sure you head over to that website as well. Check that out and see what's going on. Get your interaction on and whatnot. A lot of tools and networking and opportunities and groups for you to get involved in. And a lot of people are hitting us up about how they can be featured on our show and music played and all that, so I'm going to pass the mic to the homie Golden so he can let you know how to do just that.
No doubt, no doubt. Make sure you hit us up on our social networks. That's the biggest places to reach us. If you don't have our Twitters, Onyx is Onyx254. Mine is TheGlue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E. Hit us with a DM, direct message. Let us know, hey, this is my music. This is my single. I want you guys to play it. Also, every week on the show, I tell people, don't just send us a link to your music. Tell us a little bit about yourself also. You know what I'm saying? Tell us why you pushing that single. You know what I'm saying? Where you from? So we can introduce it and roll it out the right way on the show. You can also hit us up at global14.com. And Onyx is Onyx254 on Global 14. And I'm Golden Fleece on Global 14. You can private message on Global 14. So you can just hit us in our message box. Give us the links, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, give us a little background so we know what we're talking about when we play your music on the show. The shows that we do when it comes to the independent artists, constructive criticism shows. If you put your music on there, everybody that will call in or us or whoever's on the line as a guest will let you know, oh, yo, that's a hot joint. That's ready to go now. Or it may need a little bit of work. One thing you're not going to get is shitted on. No negativity like that. We ain't here to down nobody, and everybody's opinion's not the end all be all. But at the same time, we always think, yo, if we can help elevate somebody, let's try. You know what I'm saying? So if you get some feedback, like production could use some work or the vocals could use some work, just take it in stride. You know what I'm saying? Go back to the lab, make something even hotter. That's what it's all about. So hit us up anytime. We love getting new music, and when we have our next independent show, we will feature it.
That's right, most definitely. And so then again, like I said, tonight, and I think we may have him on the line already. I love this dude. He's just perfect. He's always professional, on time, everything is great. So actually, I want to get play one of his artists who he's been promoting, and we actually met her and was introduced to her by a core DJ, DJ Skano, who came on a couple months ago. So
yes.
Shout out to him and,
shout
and
out Skano.
His interview you got. Yeah, he's dope. He's real cool.
Let me say something to Skano right now, because Skano's on Facebook going ham on them bitch strips. Yo, he be having me laughing with the bitch strips he be doing, those cartoons he be doing. But shout out to Skano,
Lord.
Yo. He go ham with them joints.
Alrighty, shout out to homie Skano. We're going to go ahead and drop this. I always feel like I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I'm going to make sure I get it just right. But this is the new one from Asia Chameleon. This is New Coin, dropping this on Global 14 The Cut, back with an interview with Tony Neal.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about me. I come from dropping chicken and hot grease, that check crime royal in the face. Where the closest thing to Hollywood, we saw with palm trees. My favorite politics are pack the neighborhoods with the dick. Henry Man was the nigga in the street. Granny told me clean my plate. What you think you got a mate? One day I'm gonna be made off this music getting paid. Rest in peace, prostitutes before my pop queen. Drug dealer turned into fame. My granddaddy was that perfect example of falling cane. This looks like this, but I'm the definition of a struggle. That's why I come through shining like a coin.
I'm from the hole in the wall, but
I just look like this. If I got a guarantee, it's off the muscle.
Yeah.
That's why I come through brand. Cause I got no coin.
Graduated honest from the hole in the wall. Mama made sure I never had a the candy lady selling pie, never great strawberry honey chip. My granny give me a dollar so I can buy. Penetrated at 12, my cousin robbed my innocence. Gave a new meaning to family first. And the niggas in the church with the words, with your verse and the thirst. Guess beauty was a gift and a curse. Lil Tasha had HIV and I didn't understand. No, I didn't understand. How a mother let a child for that white girl, for that white girl. Fuck a grown ass man.
What you see up on your channel when you turn a lifetime? I done seen it, I've been through it in my young lifetime. I just look like this, but I'm the definition of a struggle. Cause I got new coin.
Me all this ice on. they brighter than your white ones. This is me. Enough whip to sell a dealer coupe. Triple black service swerving on them hula hoops. This is me. Louis shoes, Gucci on my skin. Duffel bag full of ones, bout to get it in. Hold up, am I clear to you? You ain't gotta lead a trap, I bring them packs there to you. 30 deep, wearing all black. Maybach, Benzabinas, rolling back to back. 30 bottles in the VIP. My life looks like the German Mr. TNT. AR 100 round magazine, riding round with a couple bitches out the magazine. These rap niggas playing make-believe. Axe round in the streets, torch major league. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Sun up the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. I'm doing my numb, I'm doing my numb. Axe around in the streets, boy, I'm doing my numb. About that, dealt that, wholesale, what you need? I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Sun up the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. Riding in New York like I'm in Miami. In Miami like I'm in New York, bitch, you candy. Probably not, keep it lower than the Caesar. Black card, no limit, I don't fuck with Visa. Passport, got a bunch of stamps in it. Trinidad, Africa to Amsterdam in it. On your TV, on your corner. Popping gold bottles with a quart of water. I don't ride by the hood, I be in it. Real D-boy, dope game, I'm deep in it. I be on my chill shit, but don't try me. The shooter slide by your mama house with them Tommies. Laughing, but ain't a damn thing funny. When the ski mask on, nothing move but the money. I'ma shine when it's showtime. Self-made, I don't need a fucking cosign. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Sun up the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. I'm doing my numb, I'm doing my numb. Axe around in them streets, boy, I'm doing my numb. About that, dealt that, wholesale, what you need? I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Sun up the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb.
Maybach music. But already, welcome back to Global 15. I bet you ain't even know it. That was Tony Neal featuring Torch of Maybach Music, and we have him live on the line right now. What's good?
Yeah, well, hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on?
Tony Neal on that piece, killing him on that joint. And I said, yo, when I was listening to that joint, I was like, oh, shit. Before he even tweeted it out and I retweeted, I was like, this Tony Neal rocking on this joint, man. Shout out, man.
I was just telling. I just do that music thing just to test it. I put a single out here, put a single out there. Like, same thing I do with Rico and Tierra. We got a record called That's All Me. And, we use a Biggie sample. And I test it out and see. Like, I'm going to do it again, put this other record out with Grimo. I'm going to do regional records. I go and use my influence, and I'll get some cats
that's hot.
B and C artists, and I make records with them just to help them put it out, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, be like, oh, shit, Tony Neal got a record, but then you'll see the artist.
Right.
The artist that got a record, you know what I'm saying? And then we just move it like that. We do a video, or we don't do a video, or get an artist, an old-school artist or a legend artist. As long as I just attach my name to it, and it trips people out when they hear that I got a record. So that helps. You know, I don't really care. You know, about, you know,
but
I don't
it's
really
a dope
care
creative
about
way,
shit,
man. It's a real dope creative way to help out
lovely.
Artists
just,
trying
I
to
just,
get their
anybody
stuff
can
out
do
there.
Like, and no disrespect to nobody else, but I just don't. You know, if I'm gonna use my name to break a record, shit, and I'm not gonna break a record with Busta Rhymes or Diddy on my record. That shit's just gonna be broke automatically because it's them. But if I'm gonna use my name to do it, why not get an independent artist that don't nobody know, you know what I'm saying?
That's
and
hot.
Put a Tony Neal feature and such, and, you know, and then do it like that, you know what I mean? So that's always been my notion on that. Maybe that's why it ain't, you know, maybe that's why I'm not Khaled or Drama, but I'm a different nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not the same, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Yo, that was super dope. I'm so excited. Again, thank you so much. We didn't get the opportunity. Thank you. We're so blown away by the record. Thank you for coming on my mind tonight. Very busy man. Just wrapped up something in Miami and
Hello?
Onyx.
Did I lose you? Hello? Yeah, my bad.
Hey, Tony, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Onyx, you still on?
I think we might have lost her.
The homie, right? Yeah, we might have lost Onyx real quick. Let me see what's going on here. All right, while we're trying to get that taken care of, let's see what happens here. All right, so I just hit her up, make sure she gets back on the line here. But let's get into it, Tony, man. We know you're a busy person, you know what I'm saying, and you got things to do. Like you just said, man, I think that's an awesome way to help people out. You're always helping people out. I know I've been to the Core DJs retreat on a number of times and always had a great time and always learned something. Could you tell the people that's listening how you started when it comes to music and building your Core DJ fam, which is worldwide now?
How far you want to go?
Well, let's go to the...
I'm about that, doubt that, wholesale, what you need. I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be around a fake ass sucker, son, not the great shit, bitch, I'm doing my job. Can't miss me, all this ice on. Black diamonds, but they brighter than your white ones. Enough whip to sell a dealer coupe. Triple black turf swerving on them hula hoops. Louis shoes, Gucci on my skin. Duffel bag full of ones, bout to get it in. Hold up, am I clear to you? You ain't gotta lead a trap, I bring them packs there to you. 30 deep, wearing all black. Maybach, Benz and Venus, rolling back to back. 30 bottles in the VIP. My life looks like they filming Mr. TNT. AR-100 round magazine, riding round with a couple bitches out the magazine. These rap niggas playing make-believe. Axe round in the streets, torch major league. I don't be Ronnie fake ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. I'm doing my numb, I'm doing my numb. Axe around in them streets, boy, I'm doing my numb. About that, dealt that, wholesale, what you need. I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be Ronnie fake ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. Riding in New York like I'm in Miami. In Miami like I'm in New York, get your candy. Probably not, keep it lower than the Caesar. Black card, no limit, I don't fuck with Visa. Passport.
passport, got a bunch of stamps in it. Trinidad, Africa to Amsterdam in it. On your TV, on your corner, popping gold bottles with a quart of water. I don't ride by the hood, I be in it. Real deep, boy, dope game, I'm deep in it. I be on my chill shit, but don't try me. The shooter slide by your mama house with them Tommies. Laughing, but ain't a damn thing funny. When the ski mask on, nothing move but the money. I'ma shine when it's showtime. Self-made, I don't need a fucking cosign. I don't be around these fake ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. I'm doing my numb, I'm doing my numb. Act around in them streets, boy, I'm doing my numb. About that, dealt that, wholesale, what you need? I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be around these fake ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my
on you, hence the resume and on the footwork that you put, that you've done, and your history and whatnot. We kind of want to take it back to the childhood, let everybody know your upbringing and whatnot. I think I've read somewhere that you came up in a single parent home, and I do know that you're a Washington native. So can you kind of let our listeners know about that?
I was young. I was, you know, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in between at the time when I was young, between Detroit and Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying, when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying, until I, you know, just ended up being settled in Milwaukee. But, that's why I was raised and, you know, and learned everything I learned in Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying, until I was 19, 20, and then I started going to Miami, coming back and forth to Miami. You know, Luke, I guess, make a long story short, Luke had, was trying to try me one time, and I guess he thought I wasn't going to do it, but I was DJing at a club in Milwaukee, and I was 20, and he told me, I was 21. He told me that, I was jamming in the club, and you need to come to Miami, and I was like, yeah. He said, yeah, come on, I have a spot for you, come on. And he thought I was playing. I was down there 3 days later. So, and I took it. Because I jumped on the Greyhound, and he said, come to Miami. I'd never been to Miami before in my life. Mm-hmm. And I walked up in his office 3 days later.
So,
that's really, that,
that's really my history. It started when I started coming to Miami. So that was probably about 93, something like that. Yeah. So, but yeah, coming up in Milwaukee, I mean, I really I was raised by my grandmother, you know what I'm saying, my mother. But my mother, you know, I have four sisters now. At the time, I had two sisters when I was growing up. Sisters right up under me. My mother had a single mom. My father was, you know, I knew my father, but I didn't really grow up with my father. Like, he kind of disappeared when I was 9 years old. And I didn't really see him no more until I was 18. But after I threatened him and told him I didn't want to talk to him until I saw my other brothers and sisters, we had a better relationship after that, you know what I'm saying? But because I ran into him on a humbug at a Burger King with his new wife, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, I kind of just, you know, really, I've just always been an optimist, so I just really, you know, really a lot of stuff don't really affect me like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Because I chose to be in the street. I really didn't have to be, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So to speak,
mm-hmm.
like, you know how you got a mischievous kid and they chose to be in the street. And, you know, my passion at the time when I was 13, 14, 15 was skating. So I really didn't, it wasn't about girls or none of that. It was just music and skating, skating and music and skating until I got 17, 18 right. years old. Then it became girls, music, and skating. You know what I'm saying? But that was always had a thing. Like, my family was always into music. You know, my mother, you know what I'm saying? My mother was, you know, had a great job, but she danced too on the side, and, you know, she was real popular in Milwaukee. And, you know, I was always around music. My uncles was on the radio. My cousin is Jay Smoker B in Atlanta. He started Hot 107.9. He started him and Steve Hagel. So I was always around it. But, you know, on the flip side, I also was always around the streets, and I always had this thing where I wanted to be on my own, and so I started running around with a few of my people, and it really, I got into Gangsta Disciples when I was younger, and I really wanted to be a part. I started going back and forth to Chicago, and by the way, everybody, this is the first time I really just talking about this whole situation, especially when I brought up the thing with my son at the conference. So really now I just tell everybody just the whole thing, like, then it ain't no problem with me, you know what I'm saying? But I really got it the hard way in the game. I didn't really, nobody really gave me nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when I was the most popular DJ in the Midwest in 03, 02, I really got everything the hard way. And it's just sometimes I'm hard on artists and hard on DJs because I know how I had to go through and what I did to do it. You know what I'm saying? And nothing was ever given to me. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nobody just came to me and said, here, take this. Everything was, I was blessed with and did it myself. You know what I'm saying? And any advice that I give to somebody is because I was supposed to give it to them, because it was given to me to give. You know what I'm saying? But I got it the hard way. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times when people don't want to take the advice, I just kind of shrug my shoulders and keep it moving, you know what I'm saying, because I know how I got it, and I went through, I suffered a whole lot of losses dealing with this music thing, you know what I'm saying, you know, I suffered a lot of losses and a lot of stuff that I did in the past, you know, and my son got killed, and that really changed my whole perception on everything, you know what I'm saying, my son got killed, I lost my girl, passed in my arms, and you know, it changed my whole perception on women. It changed my whole perception on raising your kids. You know, I had a lot of kids out of not knowing better and trying my choices of being in the street. And it was just a lot. You know, I went through a whole lot to get to the position and get to where I am and what I do. And when I started the Core DJs in 04, it really started out of another rebellious situation of me leaving the technicians, but it turned into more of a union, not a crew. It turned into more of a extended family. It turned into, this is my own hub to try to teach people the way I learned, give them some advice. You know, like with the Core, we
it's deep. Like we, I know a lot of dudes, parents and kids and mothers and wives, and you know what I'm saying. Like it's deeper than just being a DJ crew. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so tight knit. That's why it's so huge. That's why it's so big. It's not that. It's a thing about being a just DJ. It's a little bit more deeper than just being a DJ. You know what I'm saying? So I just try to use my avenue with the core DJs, and we just try to do stuff that's never been done in the industry all the time. We always do things that's never done, and I'm gonna continue keep doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? I never take advantage of this because I got this or Power 30 or the job at the station or none of that. I own the station that I, you know, blessed to catch it in a bankruptcy. Own the radio station that I came up on in Milwaukee. That's my station. And who gets that? You know, I've been blessed with a lot of situations. I think it's a lot of people count their blessings, man, and just look back and keep working and look back at what you've been through and just keep working and don't give up. And don't do no crazy shit like, you know, try to take yourself out. Or you just got to be... You just got to stand fast and believe in what you believe in. Learn how to take criticism and use it to your advantage. You know what I mean? That's about it for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, any other questions, I can ask them all. But, you know, I just want to kind of do a little summary of the shit that I've been through and where I'm at now. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, that was perfect. Thank you so much for being so transparent and open with us and the audience. Definitely touched some areas that we wanted to ask you. So we thank you again for that. You definitely, I have to say, you're very humble as well. We do see that even with your stern, it's just even with your assertive ways in which you teach artists or try to lead them the right direction. You know, you're very humble, and, you know, you work hard, and you seem to be very funny as well. With following your IG and all that, you seem to be hilarious. I'm like, oh, this is a comedian.
Right.
So I can understand how it would be frustrating for you. We get frustrated when we're trying to tell this show. This is a platform as well where we try to educate the artists on just what we've known thus far and what we've grown to, just with our networks and resources and tools and having guests like yourself on. So it does get a little frustrating. You try to help me, you're like, oh, I'm done with you. So we definitely see that. So we did get a kind of a background as well on the whole core DJs and how that came about. And we hear that, I saw somewhere that you said that it's actually by referral that DJs come into this coalition. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's really up to my DJs. Once I put them in, and if it's different regions, unless it's a region where I don't have a DJ, I leave it up to my DJs to refer DJs. And we got 31 DJs referred this last time. 31 DJs and 4 models.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so I leave it up to them. At least, you know, the reason why I leave it to those people, because I'm not in those markets. I can't really... A DJ can hype himself on the internet and say what he does and how he run the club. But I had an experience one time. A DJ told me he ran the club and all, and what he did, and he ran the market. I tried to go by Twitter and go by Facebook, and then I got to the cash market. We couldn't even get a damn club that night. I'm standing outside with him.
Oh, wow.
Me and him standing outside. Nigga, I thought we ran this shit. Like, I go
there
this
morning. I thought you ran
the city. We don't run the city, nigga. We outside, nigga. The promoter tripping tonight, my nigga. Nah, I don't want to hear that, nigga. What you talking about? It's your city. Like, I don't have a problem going nowhere in Miami. I don't have a problem going nowhere in Dallas. I don't have a problem going nowhere in Atlanta. I had a problem going definitely in Milwaukee, St. Louis, New York. I don't have a problem going nowhere and taking people with me. So I don't understand why I go to, say, Cincinnati. And I can't, and you tell me you run Cincinnati, and I can't get in with you. So, cool. So I'm gonna leave it to my DJs. They can really tell me who's who, and not just by internet hype. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm not even basing it on if they're on the radio or not. Just they run what they do. They're passionate about what they do. And that's really what I base it on. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention, I gotta say, like another thing, when I was 20, I'm gonna get at large, 24, 25, when I became a Mason, you know what I'm saying? So I based a lot of stuff that I learned as a Masonic brother on a lot of the shit that I do with the core and the structure and the order of the lodge, you know what I'm saying? So without doing it, without saying I'm doing it, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's a little bit deeper than just somebody getting some T-shirts and some chains together and screaming their crew.
Right.
You know, we don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
And you said, and I was telling before when we first opened the show, before we had you on the line, I was saying that you say a lot of things that I'm just like, this was on point, this was to the T, this is what I'm talking about. Like, things that we say and think all the time. You said once that niggas with whack music had a lot of money. Niggas with good music
had no money. Yeah, they don't. Niggas with the whack music always have all the bread, have all the money. And the motherfuckers that got the talent don't have a budget. So I said the bastards need to hook up.
They need to get together.
Like, if you see me talking the way I talk on Twitter, it's really me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I sometimes, even to the point where I be so passionate about it, I misspell some words and shit, I don't be giving a fuck, though. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, it's true. It's really true. Sometimes I can just wake up and feel some little quotes, and I just say them, and then I take my ass to work, you know what I'm saying? But all in all, yeah, like, that's really how it is. I got a whole bunch of athletes that hit me and try to get their records broke. And we could break the records and just put the budget up. But I guess some of these athletes think, or these deep ones, they think that because they got money that they could just pay their way through the industry. And that shit don't work because this hip-hop was a broke man sport. So if you're already rich, really, that's what we're trying to become in hip-hop.
Right.
When you get an artist, and this goes out for anybody that got money, if you get an artist and you're trying to get a label deal, but you already get an artist a house, you already get an artist a car, you already get an artist some chains, you already get an artist money to put in his pocket, he got girls, what the hell he got to work for? Man, that's everything he wanted. He don't have to make a record. You just gave him everything that a label could give him and everything that he wanted to be signed. So he really, all he going to do is waste time on Worldstar because that's all he going to do.
No progression. It seems like
pop bottles in the club, pop bottles in the club, harass the DJ in the club to play his shit, fuck with chicks, and be on Worldstar. That's all that nigga gonna be worth.
Well, definitely.
So
spending
like,
the money to support his habits.
Come on, stop it, my nigga, stop it. So what I would tell people to, if you got bread and you got an artist, don't give him everything at one time. Put that motherfucker in a house with no furniture. Make that nigga work and make some tracks for a couch. Make that nigga work. You know what I'm saying? Make that nigga fill up his house. Oh, you got a nice track. Here's a TV. Make that nigga walk. Make that nigga take the train or the bus. Like, that's your grind right there. You building up to that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you get these artists everything out the gate and they got on Louis and all this shit already and they ain't got a fucking record, then what the hell they working for?
Exactly.
Yeah, we got the game messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, hip hop is so whack right now. And I'm not talking about it as far as music, and I'm not speaking on just because of old niggas. That's the one thing I hate when old niggas say, oh, that music is whack. But shit, nigga, our shit was whack too. Our motherfucking mothers and uncles and shit, our shit was whack too. So you sound like an old nigga. So stop sounding like an old nigga if you're in hip-hop. Just accept what's going on and the change is going on. But at the same time, it's still a business. Because I remember we had a record club about a rapping Duke when I was a kid. And that was the dumbest fucking record. That was like, da-ha, da-ha. Like, nigga, that was a dumbass record. But I was 12. We jumped around to this shit like it made sense. It was whack as fuck.
Right.
So what I'm saying is people got to start, if you're going to be older in hip-hop, then adjust.
and stop complaining about what the young cat's doing. But at the same time, you can't give them everything. Like, you just can't give them everything and then expect to get a deal. It makes no sense for you to spend $200,000 on everybody and go accept a single deal for $20,000. You are the dumbest nigga in the world.
just to say
you're on Def Jam, just to say you're on Universal,
right.
You got $20,000 in your pocket just going to the club and throwing that bitches in the club. But you stake a single deal for 25 racks instead of just going to get you somebody, a publicist, going to get you somebody to go get you a distribution deal and spend your money on that. But see, we look for so much self-entitlement and stuff like that we don't really, we want it now. So when we put money into something, we don't see it now. It makes no sense to people that get quick money. It makes no sense, because if they get quick money, they expect quick results, and that's impossible.
Absolutely, there are no shortcuts. Yeah. I'm loving everything you're saying. It's just, I love when somebody like yourself, who's been in this industry, who's making these moves and still making them, still trying to progress and move forward, and still got things that you want to achieve, to come on and let them know, like, this is not, you didn't do anything. Those likes don't mean anything. Those Instagram likes
don't mean shit. Facebook likes don't do so much.
We go in on this all the time, so I'm loving the way you have the voice.
I audited myself, and my shit said 90%, 93%. Real, and I was like, "What shit? Where these 7 fake motherfuckers come from?" So that shit, that 7%, like, so what I'm saying is that shit. I want to know, like, where the 7% fake other 18,000 motherfuckers come from? Because I didn't put them there, like, so you know, I don't never be going by that Twitter shit. Like, yo, like, that shit be bouncing back. Niggas be having fake files,
verified.
Yeah, like, I really want to be verified. I was on the line talking to one of my models and trying to talk her out of cussing out some girl online, and the verification thing popped up on my shit one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got tired of asking, how you get verified? Fuck out of here. So I just was chilling, you know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, you be verified in your own mind. Like, fuck out of here, all that. If motherfuckers know who you are, you verified already. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, I don't care about that. I thought I'd just change my website so that shit could disappear one day. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
I know that's right. And so then I want to ask you this. We have so many questions that we want to ask you, but I want to ask you, what is the most challenging thing that you found? Like you said, you didn't have to, you know, nobody gave you anything. You worked hard for everything. So what is one of the most challenging things that you've discovered as you're into this industry, especially the urban side? I mean, we all know how that is, but... what's been the most challenging for you? Paperwork?
You know what? That's one. Paperwork. Before I got to the industry, I never, you know, I put myself in the streets, so I learned I learned. So I never had to deal with paperwork until I started working with the Corps. We look a person in the eye, shake their hand, and it was done. It was what it was, you know what I'm saying? But in this shit, the industry, the shit's so shite. Somebody could be right there eating with you, talking, like, right there hugging you. But this, you know, we got the most huggingest niggas in the industry. Everybody hugging. And I, you know, niggas just be getting on my motherfucking nerves with all this fucking hugging. You know what I'm saying? My family and hugging. Like, nigga, y'all hug too motherfucking much. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I know.
And they be right with you. You know what I'm saying? And stab you in the back just that quick. And even so, it's so crazy now, they don't even give a fuck about the paperwork. So, you know, you be so tempted to go back to the street on some of these cases. That's the most challenging thing, to keep yourself sane and cool and calm down. You know what I'm saying? The most challenging thing is to stay focused. Stay focused.
I agree with you 100%
Yes, it's crazy. You know, people get so frustrated. And I do understand that this is a frustrated game. But if you ain't here to try to make a quick dollar, then you're in the wrong business. Like we try to create stars If you're trying to create stars, and that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? But we got so many bum-ass artists that get mad and they make diss records and stupid-ass shit. Like, I need a motherfucker. If they're going to diss me, there got to be somebody like fucking Diddy or Ross. Or somebody got to diss me that motherfucker's going to ask who the fuck they're dissing. Because if a nigga that just make a record, a bum, this guy just want bum-ass artists out of Milwaukee just trying to make a diss record. Like, it's like, yo, come on, my nigga, come on. Come on. At the end of the day, I hate the nigga like, you done? Like, you got your 15 minutes. Like, okay, where your record at? And where's your budget? And you don't have one of them, then keep promoting that diss record. You're just going to stay mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, it just, it's like self-entitlement. That's what the problem is in hip-hop. And the more artists come, we just surrounded by artists, man. It's artists, and it's, ever since everybody got Serato on controllers, this is just a lot of extra ass DJs popping up that don't need to be DJing too. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of watered down shit that's going on in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. This is really, it's really staying focused, making yourself better so you can help somebody. Is really, that's a task. You know what I'm saying? That's really a task, and not wasting so much time with people that just not ready to see you yet. Like, because me, it's a catch-22 about being humble. Sometimes when you be humble, people take advantage of it and think they can just walk up to you and start talking to you about shit that they're not really ready to talk to you about yet. Like, you may go talk to the DJs in your market first. Like, you ain't really ready to talk to me yet about your record. You just came out the basement with a CD and you come handed to me, my nigga. I ain't the nigga you need to be talking to. Or tweeting, or hitting on Facebook, or Instagram, nothing, messaging, nothing. You don't really need to be trying to, when you at Ross and at Diddy, y'all look like some fucking idiots.
Right. They do. Man,
don't just come out the kitchen and just start thinking, you put down a Twitter account, follow me back, fam, and hitting Yo Gotti and all these, yeah, nigga, this just, y'all niggas is incredible. You know what I'm saying? It's an incredible thing to see. The hip-hop shit is just so watered down. And I blame it on the internet. The internet just made access to try to get too much access to people. You know what I'm saying? That's why niggas wonder why they shows and shit not selling it. Because the motherfucker can hit you now personally. Yeah, I remember from one time you couldn't even reach an artist until you went to the concert. So now it's like, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's just too much personal interaction going on with a lot of people that don't supposed to hit you yet.
Exactly. And I was actually going to ask you that. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, I wish we could have called you in on one of our rant sessions, because we had those on the show. We go in. And one of the questions I was going to ask you was the fact that everybody, it is an oversaturated industry. It really is. And one of the things that I found to be the reason was the internet as well. And with that being said, then, how do you define who you're going to work with and who you're not going to work with when they hit you via internet?
Researching. Just trying to research outside of the internet. Don't look online and look at a bunch of fake numbers. Research. Just research. You know what I'm saying? Just research. Because the only thing, somebody researched me and they Google me, the only thing they're going to be find out crazy about me is my dumb ass baby mama. But other than that, that's it. Just research the people that you spend money with. If you can't Google them, then why are you cutting them a check? If you can't find out some information, if you can't find out some information personally from some other people about this person, then why are you spending money with them? Why are you trying to spend money with them? Or hype, or because they verify on Twitter, feed, Vine, or whatever the verifications they be handing out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that don't really mean nothing if I ain't got a track record of doing something. I got 21 conferences. I'm on 21 conferences with the Core, and it's the most of in hip hop history of any conference. And I do it twice a year. I think people go by face value before they research. And I don't wear chains and shit. I don't drive Bentleys. I don't do none of that shit that people do. I don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be, I want to walk through the mall without security. I want to just chill. I want to mind my business. I don't want nobody trying to follow me. I don't want to do none of that shit. Right? So I just want to help break that and stay in my lane. That's it. That's really it for me. You know what I'm saying? I really don't have any other ambitions than to just make history. That's it.
Most definitely. And so then the concept of the mix show live, you said you didn't want to call it conferences because that was corporate style. I remember reading up on that as well.
It's not even called Mix Show Live no more.
Okay. Retreat, is it?
Live because, yeah, it's the core conference now because
okay.
the person that I had the name Mix Show Live with found out she was stealing, so we changed it. So I just changed it back to the core conference. I mean, it don't matter. It's the element of us, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and there's no more Mix Show Live. So if you see something with Mix Show Live on it, it's not us. It's not the core. It's not us. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how you can call something Mix Show Live without DJing. So it's not us.
Okay. That's good to know. I'm glad that you enlightened us of that. And so then at these conferences, these people, your most recent one then that you had in Atlanta, I missed that one, 50 Cent, Meek Mill, all these people walking in, they just come down and just show up to your conferences? Do you even know, or do they hit you up and say, hey, I'm touching down, speaking at the conference? How does that work?
I mean, we've had every artist to date at the conferences, everyone, even some pop artists. Like, we've had every artist that everybody knows at the conference, at the core conference. Like, every DJ, every artist.
And for those who haven't...
No, go ahead, man.
I was going to say, for those who haven't had the opportunity of attending these conferences because they think that it's a waste of money and they're looking to get, like you said, those quick results and get signed overnight, what exactly takes place at these core DJs? We always let them know this is a structure in which they're looking to, they know you're going to come in with CDs, they know you're inspiring something. This is the setting for that, not the club, not when you at the airport trying to catch a flight or whatever you're doing. This is a great setting. So
before I even get into what's going on in the conferences, when you could just Google and put core conference and see it for yourself, 10 years of conferences, if any artist that thinks being around 100 DJs is a waste of time, and they're crazy. And I'm saying 100. Like at my conference, is at 700, 800 DJs. I just did a minimal number just to show how idiotic that sounds. You know what I'm saying? So if any artist, big or small, thinks that being around 800 DJs for 4 days is a waste of time, then you're a waste of artist. I mean, it's just that simple. The Rock was broke at the core conference in Miami, number six, the sixth conference. We carried the Rock with us for 2.5 years. Every conference we had was the Rock bottles and the Rock this and the Rock that. You know what I'm saying? That was started at the core conference. Well, no, the Rock boys then. It was just us. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we did and a lot of things that you can watch right there. You know, it's not on me. And I'm not the end-all person to tell you if your records are whack or not like that, but we can help you get right and help you understand. You know, hip-hop is open up right now. It's open. You know what I'm saying? All the older artists are the ones that are making the most noise now. It's open. You just got to be right. You just got to come in this game and know it's a lifestyle and not just try to make a quick dollar and not waste your money on shit that's not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, bottles will always be around. Chicks will always be around. You know what I'm saying? Get your shit right. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
That's it. I'm a realist. Sometimes shit just sound real rough, but they always appreciate it later on. And I really, you know, I just really don't care how they feel.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah. I mean, it's good. It's good vision. I told you. I'm going to tell everybody. I told you that I was nervous, and usually I'm not nervous, and I'm good, and I'm flowing, talking to Perez and all of that, but I was nervous tonight because I do look to you as an influential person in this industry, and I think we all can appreciate what you've helped what you founded and what you helped to bring to the forefront.
Let me just be honest with you, mm-hmm. The core got this big because of a whole lot of personal relationships. That's what did it. A whole lot. A whole lot of personal relationships is what makes this what it is. And when you put it out there that the core conference is going to be here, that comes from a whole bunch of personal people that deal with you personally, really. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it turns into business and everybody has an objective and a motive, but at the end of the day, it's really a personal thing that people take to heart. You know what I'm saying? It's to the point mm-hmm. where it's something that is expected now. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a part of hip-hop, the conference. I don't care what I name it. It's still a part. Where's the core going to be? You know, that's what really everybody says anyway. Where's the core going to be? The core going to be here? You know what I'm saying? I changed it from the core retreat because I wanted to make it a little bit more universal for all DJs so they wouldn't think it was just us. It's never been like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's about all DJs. That name came from a situation where I was trying to do something for all DJs. It just turned out where, you know, it ended up being us. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I use that name core, the center of the industry. You know, it's the DJ at the center of hip-hop, the center of music. It all starts with the DJ. It's the core, the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where everything branches from. And, I mean, that's where the name came from. A lot of people getting a lot of shit. They don't even know what it's for. They just want to be in it. They don't even know what the name for. They don't know the history, nothing. They don't know nothing. They just want to have something to add to the tag of their name. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I did the same thing with the models. When I started Buffy, I started Buffy's career.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing her at the core.
Yeah. I mean, I started Buffy the Body's career straight from the strip club. So, and now she's doing exercise, and she's killing them with the exercise videos and all the different mm-hmm. shit. So everything branches out. Started Delicious, made her sing. So because people didn't know she could sing. Like, so it's a lot of stuff that happens within this organization that a lot of people don't even understand or know. It's personal. This is a real personal organization, and you feel it immediately when you get in it. You don't really have a high turnover ratio. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people stray off and go do their own thing, and that's fine with me. Cool, go. But at the end of the day, this is a big-ass family. There's a lot of people that's in core, like Skanos and all us. This is our family for real. You know what I'm saying? This is our family. So it's like, I mean, that's really all I can say about the core. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, I have to say, you definitely tripped me up with my questions, Tony, because you know, you did your thing, you gave the summary, and you tripped me up tonight, but it's all good. I have Golden, too, on the line. He had a couple questions, too.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, like you said, man, he pretty much laid it out there, you know, and we love that because the history is most important, especially for the artists out here, man. You know, I've attended multiple core DJ conferences. I love them all. You know what I'm saying? I've seen him do exactly what he says that he says to this artist. I remember one guy got up and he had a great song, but it contained a well-known sample in it. And I'll never forget Tony when everybody started clapping. He got back on the stage and was like, "Hey, that sample getting cleared? Because if so, ain't nobody going to hear that shit." You know what I'm saying? And I remember that joint. That was in Atlanta.
To this day, nobody's heard that record.
And nobody heard that joint. And I remember just saying, like, you know, that's the shit that kids need to know. It's like, okay, you could have performed that in front of all these people, but you ain't getting that shit past the gate, homie. And he told them that. And, you know, a lot of people was in there that day was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? You got to make sure them sample get clear. But what I wanted to ask Tony Neal, man, he brought back Milwaukee. Like, Our only artist I remember representing Milwaukee was Cuckoo Cal with My Projects back in the day, man. And I had a cousin, some cousins out there, and I was just like, wow. I never been to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? I did not know that you were from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I always thought that you were out of Miami.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I was. It was most of my childhood and my early adult life was in Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, like yeah, Milwaukee. Yeah, that's my town. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's what's up.
You know, it changed. Crazy, like it changed dramatically, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, we all try to represent. We just, some of us
right.
have more willpower than the other. Like Cuckoo was from the hood, so of course, you know what I'm saying? That My Projects was a movie, but then you got
huge record.
But then you got Eric Benet, then you got Rico Love, then you got
right. Jack,
then you got you know what I'm saying? You got Oprah, you got Al Jarreau, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. We got a lot of history of musicians and music and influential people from Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up. And, you know, I was just about to say, after, you know, you hear the Cuckoo Cow, then you start hearing other people from Milwaukee. It's just like when you see a car for the first time and then you see it on the road all the time. I didn't know Oprah was from Milwaukee until I was like, oh, shit, Oprah's from Wisconsin, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's always interesting to see where people come from, you know what I'm saying? They grind to where they get to. And like I said, I've been, you know, my man Teddy Ted and Special K is a part of the core DJs, man, and
oh yeah,
they give me so much knowledge.
I'm gonna tell you this: I got a big thing about having legends.
Yes,
in the core.
I see that.
Really, the legends, the backbone of the core DJs are the legends and the models. For real, for real. People
I
don't
see
know.
It.
Like
yeah.
for real, like the models are like our little sisters, man. Like they champion and go harder for the core than some of the fucking DJs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then having the legends like the Marley Marls and the Special
yeah, the Scratch.
Special K, and then the Scratch and Battle Cat, Bobcat,
yes.
Now Cool Keith, Cool G.
Ultimate.
I mean,
okay.
Like when we had those kind of people in the core, you know, YZ and, you know,
yes.
that's just
yes.
a Roxanne Shanté, you know, like that. That's just a testament of where I came from, like Mixmaster Ice. Like, that's why I emulated growing up
right.
as a DJ. He's the first legend core DJ. That's a DJ in the core. Like, when you have Jam Master J's wife name
right.
the award that we had after her husband named it for us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
big. That's, you know. We try to set landmarks, man. We don't just try to be a crew. We
right.
we gotta set some precedents in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, I feel you. The foundation is so solid, man. But every time you
man.
Go there, you see it. I mean, you look to the right. I look to the right. I was chilling with Special Ed. You know what I'm saying? He
right.
come back up to the hotel room with us and you know, Special K and my man's, you know what I'm saying, Teddy Ted, and we up there. I'm like, yo, you know, I grew up in New York, so Special K was huge. Special Ed was huge to us. You know what I'm saying? And they all talking about and having a great time at this core DJ event. And then I'm meeting, you know, everybody that I looked at when I was coming up, because the DJ was the most important thing with the rappers. You know what I'm saying? You had the DJ.
Let me tell you my most memorable moment when I DJed the Mixo Power Summit and Red Alert danced in front of my DJ booth for 5 hours.
Yeah.
That right
there
was enough. Yo, listen. Let me say this, man. That right there was enough for me to let me know that I was doing the right thing.
You was rocking.
Red Alert was dancing, dog. First of all.
That's what's up.
It's
always a good. I encourage everybody listening, if you haven't been to one, you need to go check it out. Don't be scared of that criticism. Don't be scared of that, because you're getting that from some people. The people that he's naming, I don't know if a lot of people even know who they are, but these are the guys that could teach you how to last long in the industry. They've lasted long in the industry. Tony Neal's lasted long in the industry. There's a lot of fly-by-night stuff out there. The Core DJs Retreat is not one of them. The Core DJs is not a group of guys that are fly-by-night. But I definitely wanted to talk to you about the game, man, because like Onyx said, we see your Instagrams I've heard you speak, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times you make people laugh by just telling them the truth, but it's what people don't want to hear that you're saying it in the way you say it. How do you differentiate? How do you differentiate yourself and your style from what other people do? Like you said, they cater to the artists all the time. You know, in this time, that if you want to really work and be around for a long time, you got to listen to some real substance of what people are telling you instead of just taking everything they're trying to give you.
Man, I just I think that the difference with mine, I just give real suggestions. That's not a lot of real in the industry no more, period. There's far few in between. So you try to tell artists, just try to say it to them bluntly but passionately, you know what I'm saying? Say it to them direct and don't talk to them, don't talk at them.
Right.
That's the difference. You know, you can say, it could come out of my mouth and then the same thing could come out of somebody else's mouth and they'd be ready to fight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you know my background and you know my history and you know I'm not trying to be offensive and I'm saying something to you direct, more than likely. You know, were you at the last conference, man?
The last one that I was at was the one in ATL, if I'm not mistaken. Or was it the one in Orlando?
Let me just say to you.
It's the one in Miami. The one in Miami.
The last one we had in Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to shit on the W Hotel, but I am going to shit on the W Hotel. Fuck the W Hotel. Because let me say this to you, man.
Right.
You know, don't always ask for a check. I know how hotels are suffering and all that shit, but don't ask for a check if you can't handle what's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And really, we've done all three W Hotels, and the W Hotel in Buckhead gave us the worst trouble that we ever had in any conference. And we still came through this shit with flying colors, but...
Right.
It was the hardest, most discriminative time that I ever had in 20 conferences.
Wow.
To the point where they were trying to block us from coming in the hotel. People had their hotel keys and registered people for the conferences, couldn't come in the conference. It was just crazy, man.
Damn.
But really, I think that the whole thing, Riley, kind of set it off is because I had like 75 to 80 people come to the conference. So I think that's what kind of made I probably would have been a little nervous too, but that's why it made them shook up, because to see all these cats walking through the hallway
and coming
to the conference. But it was really a message, and a lot of my people, my DJs, never knew about my situation of being in the Gangsta Disciples before when I was younger, and about where I came from and what happened with my son, him trying to emulate me. And succumbing to it. You feel what I'm saying? So,
man.
It was really a story that I was trying to tell everybody. And I brought them there so they can learn and network and be around the right people, so people wouldn't be scared of them as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I had just alleviated a situation early on in this year that was getting kind of crazy, because I knew I could make those phone calls and make it happen. And I told them that I promised them that If they did what I asked them to do, then I would have them come to my conference and just come learn and perform and do whatever they need to do to go ahead and quench their thirst or ambitions about being artists or whatever they want to be, artists, labels, promoters, whatever they want to be.
Right.
And if we call it growth and development, then come and grow and come and develop. So
right.
Shit, 80 of them motherfuckers showed up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we gonna take you up on that, brother.
Yeah. And it was cool with me. Like, yo, what if something happens? Nah, I ain't nothing gonna happen. I got this. Don't worry about that. Ain't shit gonna happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And knock on wood, 20 conferences, nothing ever happened except for 50 pushing his brother. You know what I'm saying? We never had no issues at our conferences, man. And it's a blessing, because everybody is there and everybody's on one accord, and it's no matter how big the artist is or how small the artist is, everybody is there. No matter how big the DJ is, small the DJ, everybody at the core conference is there for on the same page, man. And
I love it. You know what I'm saying?
I witnessed it. I felt it.
Yeah.
And I remember the one in Atlanta when we all went to the club that got the pool in it. And I remember a drink. I'd never been to that club, and it had the pool set up. And girls was getting in the pool in the club, and I just remember turning to Ted and being like, man, this is the shit, bruh. And, you know, we started talking to DJ Hurricane, and the only thing that happened there was Chopper had to punch somebody in the face, right?
Nah,
but that
dude
was asking for that shit.
Chopper, that was Atlanta at the hotel. Chopper.
Right, at the hotel, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that wasn't at the pool, sir. That was at the hotel.
Yeah.
But that dude,
yeah.
He was asking for that. He had got into some other
argument. I don't, every once in a while we'll get some old somebody from out of nowhere just pop. Well, this guy showed
right.
up at this conference. I told him to get his ass out of here. But, yeah, walking up to Chopper, holler, Sue Woo this, and just for no reason, just fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? And Chopper hit him in his shit. bottom line, like,
right?
You know what I'm saying? I made the niggas apologize though too. Like, I grabbed Chopper, I grabbed that nigga, and I said, fix that.
I saw that, and it, you know what was funny? Right after that, Pinky walked by. You know, Pinky was there, and everybody was like, oh, shit, there go Pinky. But nobody even cared about that shit. It's that shit no more. So
Let me tell you how foul the industry is. I want to speak on that before I start talking about, because I got to talk about my artist first. But let me just speak on this whole Pinky situation. Because they got this whole big-ass rumor about her got HIV and all that. That's the stupidest shit that I've heard in my life, man. They went wrong with this girl, man. So these cats just... The industry is so whack, and the industry needs to learn to keep the public out of it, and the public needs to stay the hell
out
of
the
industry.
I see what you're saying.
Appreciate the industry from afar. Appreciate who you like as an artist, but stay the fuck out of our business.
Right. Right.
Like,
I think everybody
business,
being able to voice their opinion is fucking it up, getting on blogs and shit,
it's,
and being able to say anything.
And like I said, so when I say that the internet is the internet's fault about being able to put these platforms out here for people to just randomly say what the fuck they want to say and randomly start these rumors.
Right.
Randomly say, this shit is whack. Like, this shit is whack. Like, yo, that shit is fucking whack. You know, you can just come out your mouth and say that about somebody like that. That's
right.
The wackest shit in the fucking world.
And it
man.
Ain't
like
there's only 10
starts,
people around you. You saying it to the whole world
start,
if you can get it out
just
there.
This shit just starts spreading around.
Right.
Yo, because it's just the craziest shit how much hate that we have. You feel me? And for each other, man. It's the craziest shit. People don't want to see you succeed. I said some shit today. They only hate when you... Well, I forgot what the word that I used. I don't know. Alex, you probably can help me with that because you can read my shit. But I had said some shit earlier before I went to the radio station. Survive. They only hate you when you survive. That's it. They hate survivors.
Right.
Everybody hates a survivor. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hates somebody that's been through something and got through it.
And made something
of
themselves.
Yo. The nicest nigga in hip hop that's a survivor and successful, it gotta be, is the biggest, is Rick Ross. Rick Ross is the ultimate survivor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Nobody has survived the ridicule and the turmoil
50,
and the bullshit
right.
as Rick Ross and being successful as he is right now. That's gotta be one of the smartest niggas hip hop ever seen, is Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I hear that. Because Rick Ross then took some Tyson blows and still didn't fall down. I mean,
how about that?
He took some Tyson blows that other people wouldn't have been. And that, what I tell people about Rick Ross all the time is, you're worried about the wrong shit about that man. This man music great. Stop trying to dive into his past. Stop trying to dive into all this shit. This man's music is amazing. This man is using
live bands.
Fuck with that man.
Bro, I had a record pool in 2001. No, 2002. Had a record pool. And I used to work for the House of Corrections in Milwaukee. This girl I was messing around with, her daddy got me a job at the House of Corrections.
Right.
So I was a motherfucking correctional officer. So I liked I like the fact that that I could be around all my boys and shit that I knew that was locked up, and I like the fact that I can pass messages from them to my, to their people outside. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Move around and do other shit that I ain't gonna talk about on this phone. But I like the fact that I was in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
But really, my urges and me being in the music game and my urges, one day I was sitting on the couch, man, I just quit. I just took my tie off early in the morning. It was 7:30 in the morning. I would have been leaving to go to work. I just sat my ass on the couch and quit.
Didn't go back to work.
So, you know, what? When somebody have a regular job, that don't mean they not street? I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand.
Nah, I don't. You know, the funny thing about that whole argument, and, you know, we talked about that a bunch of times, because I got a homeboy that's a correction officer that will knock your ass out that live right in the hood down the street. You know what I'm saying?
That's real
shit. He know all
like,
the
yo,
gangsters.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Yeah,
he go to work every day.
Only skinny jeans niggas talk like that. I just be tired of all these skinny jeans niggas. And I say that respectfully because NWA has some tight-ass jeans on, too. I would say that respectfully.
You talk about the stuff we talk about all the time. I tell a nigga, if you look at Grandmaster Flash and them niggas, you would think them niggas was gay as shit. Them niggas had tight leather.
A cowboy in them had the leather.
Yeah.
And the nigga was dressing like the village people and shit.
UTFO.
Yo, nigga, UTFO's pants was tight. I fuck with Bitch Mass Eyes all the time about them flight pants and tight ass flight pants. Yeah. Like, nigga, them niggas had some tight ass jeans. Like, you see a nigga muscle through their fucking jeans. Them niggas' jeans was tight as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, when I use the word, we didn't call it. We just said nigga shit was tight. The difference between nigga wearing some tight ass pants and calling them a skinny jean nigga, a skinny jean nigga is like a woman. Like, a skinny jean nigga is really. Like, these niggas stay in the mirror longer than chicks. Like,
looking at their jeans.
They gossip. They take selfies and shit all the time. Like, so, them be the niggas that had the most comments about a Ross or somebody. Them niggas watch Lifetime and shit. Like, it's just like that shit. Like, skinny jeans. Skinny Oxygen. They be watching Bad Girls Club and shit like that. Them be the niggas that's, you know, the gays control the industry. I got my brother and my sister's gay, my brother's gay. Like, gay control the industry. And the skinny jean niggas is right next to them.
The only thing that I said about the Raw situation, because I remember I said this on the air and to a few people, only thing I didn't like was that he lied about it. Because I know I'm talking about my nigga that's a correction officer, that's one of my great friends. And this nigga is hood as shit. So when they start asking Ross about it, and he kept saying, no, I wasn't, I was like, why is he hiding the fact that he was trying to feed his family? That's what I didn't understand.
Let me tell you some real shit. That's my little brother, man. Let me tell you some real ass shit. Me and him had several conversations, and he just felt like, at first he just felt like shit wasn't even up for the business. You know what I'm saying? Basically, like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Y'all don't got to know my street past. Motherfucker's not asking me about my street past.
Right.
He's asking me about my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just felt like it wasn't motherfuckers' goddamn business, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bottom line. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, they ain't got to tell motherfuckers shit. Like, we don't really owe
nobody.
A goddamn thing. Just listen to my records. Like, listen to my motherfucking records. You know what I'm saying? Like, who want to hear that? Like, if you admire a motherfucker and you name yourself Rick Ross and you did have some kind of admiration for a motherfucker, and they get out, and this nigga's mad. Nigga, stop it. Stop it, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, yo, like, nobody yelled at Scarface for naming himself Scarface.
Right.
Stop it, my nigga. No, there's only another nigga mad at another nigga. Basically, is what I'm saying. If niggas always, nobody's naming nobody mad about nobody named Gotti's, y'all are mad at the niggas naming themselves after Italians or white boys.
Right. That's a good point.
I admire a black legend, and this fool get out of jail and mad. Like, yo, come on. Like, it's just incredible to me, dog. Like, we just do some incredible ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just incredible.
Nah, yeah, you're right. No, the funny thing about it is what you're saying, I swear, man, we talk about, and you got some great points. We made the point the other day, I think Freeway Rick Ross had made a statement about Jay-Z wasn't no real dealer. And I remember we was talking, like, at this point, who really even cares how much drugs Jay-Z dealt? You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude
Yo, listen to me. If you bringing up shit that these young motherfuckers were even born to know,
right,
now they get to research it on the internet because now the internet and social media is so prevalent. Like, yo, stop it, my nigga. Stop it. Like, you niggas weren't even thinking about that shit. Like, stop.
Right.
Now you got a public platform to complain and talk shit to these young ass kids that's coming up that don't know no better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Did y'all, did y'all see that shit? Yo, it is like, yo, if I start talking about this shit, we have to start another show. So I'm just going to leave it like,
hey, man, listen, this is the stuff we love to talk about because we want to get into your artists too. But this is the stuff we love to talk about because we think that when people listen, especially like we keep mentioning the young people, they see things on TV and hear things and try to emulate it. So it's good that the real guys like you get on these platforms and let them know, like, the shit you see and think is cool because a bunch of fake people is doing it is not cool. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not the way you're going to last out here either. It's not going to make your career have longevity. It's not going to make you – you don't want to get popular because of a sound bite because that means you ain't talented. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
I hate to stop you, and we do got to talk about your artist, Tori Nilber. I have somebody on the line. We had a couple people on the line, but I have somebody I want to bring by on right now who wanted to say a little something. What's up, 910? You on the line?
T Neil, what's good? It's your boy Ike Jeter.
Yeah, see, that's the one of the originals. That's for the first 40s. We call everybody that niggas up in the core the first nigga. We call them first 40. So that's one of them, Ike Jeter. What's up, Ike?
What's good with you, bro? Fleece, Onyx, what's good with y'all?
How you doing, brother?
How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to give Tony a quick shout out because what a lot of people don't understand in this game is that what Tony has done for the hip hop community in the last 10 years is so monumental and it's bigger than just the core DJs. What Tony has done, he has brought life back into the DJ because for so many years, a lot of the power has been sucked away from the DJ. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it used to be Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and so on. And a lot of that has gone now. And what Tony has done in the last 10 years have put the DJ back on a forefront platform. And I just want to say salute to Tony for doing that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
True indeed. True indeed.
Man, you know,
that's
we
an
had
excellent
plenty,
point.
Hey, you know, we had plenty 3, 4, 5 o'clock conversations in the morning and the morning conversations about this kind of stuff, man. This is an ongoing thing. This is a non-sleep 24/7 situation, man.
That's what it is. So how, but let's keep Ike Jeter on the line for a second and you and Tony can answer this, Ike. How you guys feel about the Global Spin Awards that just went down the other day? Do you like that, you know, Sean Prez brought that to the forefront to try to give these DJs the respect and some awards and notoriety that they deserve?
Personally, I think it's necessary. Like, salute Sean Prez for what he did. Like, Sean Prez is like, it's the audience don't know Sean Prez's background. Like, Sean Prez started working records and working in the clubs and promoting, so he's seen the day-to-day activity and the day-to-day struggle that DJs have been through over the last few years.
I'm going to let you answer that because I ain't going to be that positive with that one.
I feel like it's necessary. Like, it's still a lot of politics and everything that go on, But at the end of the day, it's something that brings DJs together from genres and everything like that.
Let me just say this. Let me just say this, okay? That's my nigga. Like, yo, like I will go to war for Sean Prez.
Right.
Let me just get that out the way. But if it's a motive, and I ain't with it. You feel me? And my issue with that last year is when people asked me, because I was getting asked tons of times, will I go on this time? And I said no. You know what I'm saying? First time the board, I feel like a few of the board members ain't qualified to pick people to say who's who. I feel like a few people that won was kind of crazy last year that we won. My biggest gripe was when we didn't win the DJ Crew Award. I respect everybody, and I definitely, it wouldn't be no core DJs if it wasn't for DJ Enough, because that's why the heavy hitters, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was the first, you know, that was the first successful DJ crew or organization, as we call it now, that I knew of, you know what I'm saying? And wanted to be a part of myself at one time. So I definitely respect what Enough has put together with his team, man. You understand me?
Right.
I always make a joke and say I'm not light skinned, and that's why I didn't become heavy. And I always tell him that all the time. But if it's not the right motive for a DJ Awards show.
Right.
And I just don't, you know, I'm just good on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who all got my email last year, but that shit was all over the damn place. And everybody, I guess I was a hater for a year until everybody went to this one. And I just leave it like that. I take myself being a hater for a year until now Hot 97 come back and express the same sentiments that I said last year. So I guess I'm a hater. I'd be a hater for a year. Fuck it.
Until they catch up and see what you was talking
until
about
they,
last year.
Until they catch up. Everybody usually have to catch up with me. I always say, and I can tell you, I always say some shit knee jerk. I usually say some shit like, nah, nigga, this is some bullshit. And my whole team will be looking at me like, damn, Tom, what the fuck you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And then something else happened. And don't nobody want to come back and say, you was right, Tom. You was right. Nobody comes back to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm so used to niggas not coming back to me saying you was right. I just be like, all right, you know, just keep on moving. Let's just go on, move to the next project, because there ain't no motherfucker gonna come back to me and say, you know, right, Tone, that was some bullshit. Ain't nobody gonna say that to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody in New York is gonna hit a nigga and say, you know what, Hot just went off on this show. You was right last year, nigga. Ain't nobody gonna say that about me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't say that. You know what I'm saying? So I do want to put it out there again. This is the first time I'm even talking publicly about that damn show. You know what I'm saying? But that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, Prez
right.
is mine. If he got an artist, I up with his artist. I ain't put the nigga in spam when I get his emails. You know what I'm saying? No shit like that.
Right.
It's just the fact that I had a different opinion about the award show than anybody else, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And I just stood on it. So everybody else this year kidding me like I'm the advocate for the motherfucking global spin. No, nigga, y'all call somebody else. I didn't even go. Why y'all hitting me telling me what was wrong now when I was saying what was wrong last year? You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It is what it is.
Well, let's just say this. I don't think that everybody got to stop rushing to say the word hate. And somebody hating on something. If somebody has a difference of opinion, then you just agree to disagree. Everybody
that's
ain't got
it.
A yes
that's
man.
Wrong.
What's going on out there?
Yeah, I'm not, bro. Listen, I'm not.
Tony killed the word hate probably about 6 years ago. Remember that, Tony?
Yeah.
When you just killed the word hate.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that shit. That hate. What the fuck is that? What word is it? Like, who uses it? What? That's an excuse. That's an excuse.
Right.
Using the word hate is an excuse. That's the word that you use when you don't have an answer for something that you don't agree
right,
with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you don't have an answer for something, or you don't have an answer for something that you don't agree with, the nigga way out is to say you hating. I never hear white people say that. You hating. Since I've been fucking with pop music and these pop stations, I never heard white people say that. Maybe they got to catch up with Miley twerking and start using the word hating too. But right now, to this point, I think it's a nigger word. I think it's a nigger word that needs to be alleviated from the dictionary of black people because it's too much. It's a buffer for buffer for the word hating is a buffer for your lack of knowledge or your lack
somebody
of
being able to not explain themselves.
Yeah, that's the word. So that's a short form of damn. I don't know what to do.
So I'm gonna do the hate. Well, you know what? I appreciate you and Ike's take on it. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, we saw it all over the blogs and different things like that. And
Ike,
you know,
like let me tell you something. Ike was just trying to be nice. I couldn't take it.
but you know what? It ain't even that. I was trying to be nice. All I'm saying is, on my perspective and my point of view on it, like I think it's good that somebody actually takes time to recognize the DJ. You know what I mean? Because for me, like if it's about the DJ and the DJ being recognized, then I'm cool with it. Like the politics and all the extra shit behind it, like I don't feel that. But at the same time, it's a necessary evil to have things like that too. At least give some DJs a chance to come out, network, and shine together. The same thing like we do at the core DJs, like when we bring and invite all DJ crews to come through and kick it and build together, like it's necessary for that to happen in order to for our culture to expand and grow.
Right.
It's
you
just,
gotta have,
like
you
said,
gotta
it's
bring that
politics
together.
In it.
No, that's dope because I've witnessed that, and you know, I remember one day I was on the phone with Classic from the Fleet DJs, and he was like, yeah, I just got off the phone with the homie Tony Neal. And I thought that was so dope that it's like, yo, brothers talk, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know what the conversation was about, but I was happy that niggas is talking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even know why people assume that because we got different organizations that we don't talk. That's the craziest thing in the world. Hey, Young Buck knows. He know we
talk.
You know what I'm saying? So just assume that all the artists got to do is do the wrong thing to offend all the DJs, and they'll find out. You know, the most people that I found out that felt the wrath was an artist and one other DJ was this fool Grandmaster J. And he felt the wrath of the DJ community as a whole together of being a fraud.
Damn.
Okay. I saw that.
Yeah. Grandmaster J is the most flunkiest, fraudulent, oldest,
Tony Neal.
Slow, retarded, SSI ass nigga in the fucking industry.
God, bro.
That's another first for your show, bro.
Exclusive about Grandmaster J.
Yeah, Grandmaster J is the most retarded, slow, lioness, non-DJing, I don't know where the fuck he came from, ass nigga in the industry.
Wow.
Period. And it's a few more, but that nigga is the ultimate fraud. The ultimate.
Shit, that man is the pinnacle. Out.
If you're the pinnacle of fraud, nigga, he is the captain, the Illuminati.
Stop, yo, we don't know this man, and I don't know what, but I don't want to laugh. It is just like, you know what I'm saying? But it's getting so funny right now, man.
It was pretty ridiculous. It really was.
Man, that's crazy.
I've seen all that going down here.
Yeah, nigga, he's a wackest nigga. He is the wackest nigga on the planet. He's the worst nigga in the history of DJ history, nigga. That nigga, if you think of any DJ that you knew, that you thought was whack, that nigga is whack.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we have, like, three other callers standing by. One of
bring the other callers
so,
on, honest.
Yeah, because we still got to
get
the artist and what they're doing.
Hey, y'all, I'm out. I'm out. Peace. Salute, bruh. And I'll holler at you later.
Peace, Gita. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Thank
no
you so
doubt,
much.
No doubt, fam.
So the night wouldn't be complete if I didn't bring on DJ Skano. What's good?
What's good, man? DJ Skano. What's good, Tony Neal, Onyx? I see you.
Grandmaster Dave, brother.
Yeah.
Man. I just gave my whole description of what I thought about Grandmaster J.
Yeah, I heard you, and I was over here dying.
This nigga, he is the worst nigga in the history of hip hop.
The epitome of fraud.
Oh my god. This nigga gonna get more adjectives than anybody tonight.
Yo, the Milli Vanilli of the DJ world.
Who is
but I
this
came
guy?
Out here to salute you, Tony Neal. You know, you always been doing your thing. And after all these years, you know, we are getting ready for the 10th anniversary of the Core DJs as a worldwide movement that's been happening. So Onyx and y'all, if y'all didn't know about that, I'm sure he can fill y'all in on that because the Core DJs have been around for 10 years completely now.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, 10 years,
congratulations,
man.
To y'all. That's huge.
Well, almost 10 years, Kano. Almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years.
Right.
Year. Almost 10. 9. As of next week, 9 years.
Right.
As of next week. Right. So, not next week, this week. As of 9 years. Yeah, after we brought our ass back from Puerto Rico, that whole catastrophe. But, yeah. Damn, man.
That's a big landmark right there, 9 or 10, man. You know, just congratulations to y'all brothers, man. You know, shit, niggas can't even stay friends for 4 years. All y'all niggas been together 10, so salute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And keep that going. I know how the artists need it, man. I've seen it. I've seen kids as young as 9, 10 on them stages at your retreat, man, performing their ass off, man. And I'll never forget them performances and, you know, with their parents up there smiling and looking at them going hard up there. These platforms are needed. And, you know, 9 years of that, you know, how many, 21, you said, 21 conferences? That's huge, man. So salute to y'all, bro.
Yeah.
Much respect for that. You guys, I'm glad you're on the line. This got to be a joke right now. But I have a call on the line, and my homie working the board says this Grandmaster J.
Oh,
so,
say word.
Would you like me to... I'm gonna bring him online. Should I bring him online now? Or,
if it's a nigga that's acting like Grandmaster J, no.
Yeah, I have no idea. I gotta screen that because I don't know what the deal is. I'm like, is this a joke or what? So let me go ahead and handle that.
Well,
and I'll give you back
you know, until all that happens, you know. I did want to get your opinion on something, Tony.
You know what? Realistically, Onyx.
Yes.
Man, leave that nigga off the phone. He don't even deserve to get on this motherfucker phone with no real DJs.
Okay. Already.
Yeah, like, nah. Let that nigga live. Let that nigga go and play with somebody else. Because I don't play. First of all, I'm not going to play with him. And I just gave y'all my whole history. And I'm not going to play with that fool. But the minute he say something crazy, I'm going to hang up the phone. And then y'all will be hearing about something else later on.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We don't need that.
So let's go ahead and leave that out of the equation.
Let's just stay on this on the phone. I don't want to play with nobody's pretend DJ. I don't want to play with this cat. You know what I'm saying? Grandmaster Flash already spazzed on him. You know, Jazzy Jeff already spazzed on him. He ain't trying to contact them. But with me being who I am, he feel that he can say and talk and do the stuff that he want to do with me. But I ain't... He really should be trying to talk to them before he talks to me because I'm gonna take it to another level. So,
yeah, let's leave him off the line. You know, Grandmaster J. You know, let's just let him know there's no disrespect from the you know the Global 14 or the Cut, but at the same time, this is Tony Neal's interview. This is Tony Neal's time to shine. We definitely want to get. You know, his take on everything we asking him, and we do not want to interrupt that. You know what I'm saying? So at this time, we just going to have to decline that. We don't want to
things to go to another level.
Yeah, right on that. He already had enough platform of fraudulent behavior. I don't need no more lies circulating through the motherfucking airwaves about being signed to Sugar Hill and all the Grammys that I still ain't seen and all the shit like that. I don't need none of that goddamn shit. Let this nigga stick it on the phone and say his real name. I'm sorry to the DJ community. And fuck all that Grandmaster shit. That cool. Mm. Other than that, we ain't got nothing to talk about, my nigga. I respect the DJ. A real DJ. Mm. And if you're going to get up front and take my nigga's name and combine it with another legend, then you a fucking fucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jam Master Tay was my motherfucking family. You know what I'm saying? And then if you take his name, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, name now that say, you put that together, I see.
And then you use Grandmaster Flash. You have to be ordained to be a Grandmaster. I wish a nigga would call me a Grandmaster. I'd be falling out the sky. Like,
right?
Somebody has to be a Grandmaster to call you a Grandmaster. You know, Cass,
right.
Theodore, you know, Wizard, Grand Wizard, like, Cool Herc, African Bambaataa,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Even Mixmaster Ice, like, people have to ordain you with that name. Nigga, you don't be called Grandmaster. That just don't happen, and you ain't got no history, and a nigga can't find nothing past 09 on your ass, then that's a fucking lie.
Right, everything about you online is a fraud.
The name Grandmaster in itself is 35 years old.
Right.
40 years old. So if your name Grandmaster, nigga, we can't research and find shit on you, nigga, then there's something wrong. 09, when you showed up at a conference and got beat up because motherfuckers, you lied and said your motherfucking equipment was missing in Dallas, nigga, that's when you showed up on the set?
Wow.
I give you some real information about a fraudulent nigga. Like, I'm just what it is. I haven't fully punches with y'all. I told y'all about my history. I'm an open book.
Right.
You can't get on here and say shit about me that y'all haven't heard yet today.
Right.
I just kind of summed it up.
Because these interviews,
I'm keeping it 100. Like, from my life to my mama to my kid's mother. Like, hey, what the fuck? Dude, get on here and say what you want to say. But you ain't going to call me a liar.
And
you can track back, and you can track my history on the shit that I've done. And you can track my history on the legends that I assisted. And you can track my history on the things that I do and say and what I'm doing now. You can't find none on a fraud nigga that's taking a piece of equipment and act like you DJing. You a whack-ass nigga.
Mm.
Not to mention the niggas that you brought to my conference talking about they had the cure for cancer with bottled water. Nigga, what the fuck was that about?
Yo, all right, this is done. We done with this.
All right.
Back to my girl, man. Alza Chameleon.
There you go.
Dopest,
all right.
Alza is the dopest motherfucking female artist in the last 15 years.
Yo, the records we played earlier were really dope. Real dope voice, real dope tone.
I'm talking about all the way around the board. Like, she's so real. Like, if you listen to the words of New Coin, she really is telling you everything that happened with her life. Like, you can go to the video and pull that up. Like, she's really telling you the shit that made her what she is. And she's really saying that you don't have to be where you came from. You don't have to be where you came from. Yeah, you don't have to be what you came from, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been through something. And that's why we get along, because we got that kind of bond where we done been through shit and we survive. Anybody that's been through something substantial and survived it, y'all should have an automatic bond. It should be automatic.
Right.
Like, if you've been through some shit, Alex, and you've been through some shit, we've been through some shit together, or not even together. If we've been through some mutual shit together, it should be an immediate bond.
Nah, that's real. When did you meet when did you meet her, Tony?
So Alza had been hitting me for like a year before. I was working with a few artists, and Alza was persistent. Like, she was really persistent on hitting me, man. Like, she hit me for a whole year and some change before I finally returned the phone call. I was laying on the couch New Year's Day, and this girl just keeps like, yo, who the fuck is this girl that keep hitting me? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to call it. Called New Year's Day morning. New Year's Day, I called. I said, hey, what's up? She got a mom on the phone, all kind of shit. Like, she was excited that I got on the phone. He called me. Screaming through the house and shit. I'm like, yo. You know what I'm saying? So she started giving me music. But she's real. She's a humble person, too. Sometimes I had to get her out of that. But Alza is real humble. So she won't tell you that she wrote for Diddy and wrote for Rihanna and wrote for Mila's Behavior, wrote records for Trey Tucson for Trey Songz, records with Ross on Ross's album, Ace Hood, Donnell Jones, list goes on, Jennifer, Beyonce, J-Lo. She won't tell you none of that shit.
That's what's
up.
That's a hell of a resume.
What was that last one? I'm sorry, did you just name a record?
No. I was just naming off all the people she wrote for and had records
okay,
with.
Okay, I thought I missed
like,
that last record. Yeah, that's crazy.
Her dimension, and we call her chameleon because her dimension is so crazy. She'll go from pop to country, writing records. That's what she do. She's just, her, you know, I call her, she's a cross between, I don't even know how to describe her, like Missy. She's a prodigy of Missy. Like, she's a, you know, she wrote for Missy. Like, she wrote records for Missy, and, like, she's just a hood. I don't know. I call her a hood Lady Gaga. That's what I call her.
That's so sad.
That's what I call Alza. Alza is really a, she can rap, but she's not a rapper. You know what I'm saying? She can rap her ass off, but she don't consider herself a rapper. You know what I'm saying? She can sing people under the seat. Like, but she, you know, she just, you know,
she's an artist.
She's a walking legend, you know what I'm saying? And
that's what's up.
That's the thing about her, you know what I'm saying?
That's what could we be expecting from her? Is she working on a project right now as far as a album, or right? Is she working on a mixtape?
Man, she got so much big stuff in the making. I can't even say nothing about it. You'll just see. Just give it about a month and a half. You'll see. Like, she got a lot of stuff happening. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, It's just from a consistent grind every day since the first. We've been on the phone, attached to the hip every day, nonstop, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day, on Skype, in the studio. It's like every day she's doing something, every day.
That's what's up. Any artists listening, listen, man, that's called working. That's called working toward that legendary status. And if you hear him tell you that this is what she's doing, then if you want to be in the industry and you want to get to that level, you can't be sitting on the couch watching TV. You know what I'm saying? You got to be out there. You got to be recording.
Watch,
you got to be writing.
Watch
tweeting about
Scandal.
Hashtagging Scandal. You got to get out there and do what you do. So shout out to, am I pronouncing it right? Is it Alza Chameleon?
Yeah, Alza. Like, I had to help William how to say her name, too. So.
Shout out to her, man, because I always love somebody that can write for different genres. That's
a
multifaceted
dope
artist. That's a real dope special gift to have. So shout out to her, and she was rapping her ass off on them joints I heard. So shout out to
her.
Yeah,
that, you know, the
too,
crazy
man.
Part, she's not a rapper. She'll tell you she's not a rapper, but, you know, she's
talented.
She'll say it. I'm not a rapper. You know what I'm saying? But she'll rap a bitch under the table. Like, you know what I'm saying? But she's not a rapper. You know what I'm saying? She's really a singer. You know, she's really a singer. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that shit is crazy. That swag is just too bad. And I hate to use the word swag. That's another word that's kind of redundant. But her shit is just bananas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, her shit is so, you know what I'm saying? She's just a different kind of artist. You know what I'm saying? Real. And you talk about humble. You know, I just never had that in an artist, female or male. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's about it. You know, she's a star. You know what I'm saying? And
that's,
you know, we've been working on all that stuff. You know, she got an eclectic new mixtape coming out. Just a, you know, just, she puts out mixtapes. She just throw them out there so people can know that it's consistent. It's not no one hit.
That's what's up. Everybody listening, follow her. We are tweeting her
Does she have a Twitter? Does she have an IG handle when people can follow her and check her out?
Well, her Instagram is Chameleon. You
know, okay.
With a K. And her Twitter is AlgaChameleon, 4K.
Nice.
Most definitely. We got that on our Twitter, too. We have been already spending the Mr. Moneybagg joint with Future. Got that record a couple months back. Believe it's springtime, I believe, is when we received
mm-hmm.
that joint. So we'll be spending new ones also. Yeah, so
the tip of my tongue, the fucking, you know, I just can't even. She got so many records. And, you know, we have to do a consistent grind because it's three times as hard for a female to get in the game. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we have to show people versus putting on their face how she look and all that shit. Nah, it's more than that. These females got to have that package, the whole package.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they look for. You know, niggas can kind of up the bar on people. You know what I'm saying? Where it's harder for girls now. You know, Nicki opened it back up for females, but females not coming with that. They're not coming with it to be the next female because she elevated the game so high that it's hard for somebody else to come in and do that. You know what I'm saying? And be believable without motherfuckers saying she sound like Nicki. You know, every girl that don't sound like Nicki, they say they sound like Nicki. That's how high she elevated.
Right.
That's how high she elevated the game.
Right.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you get comparisons to for Nicki to about everybody, you know, it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's true. That's definitely true.
That's
very true.
I just don't see nobody else but her in that, the next, you know what I'm saying? Me being in the music game, I would say that if I wasn't her manager, like, I would just, it's the truth. Like, you know, her, there's a few nice chicks. Like, Nati is ridiculous. Like, Nati is the best rapper female that ever can't hit the mic.
Yeah, Nati is amazing. Shout out to Nati. She's been on our show before.
Mm-hmm.
Nati
is
off the fucking chain.
Nati is the best rapper. If I say Jay-Z, Kanye, Nas, my next would be Nati.
Like, damn. Now, that's high praise, right? But Nati is that dope, man. And shout out her grind. We she's been on the show, humble chick, but her bars are ridiculous. And shout out to her rise with All Def
Digital. It's almost disrespectful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
and
I knew it. Now, I don't know what the hell everybody else was waiting on, but shit, when I was working with Nati, I knew. Yeah, I was like, Nati is damn near disrespectful. And I would hope, like, no dude would ever, like, try to challenge or respond to her or Alja in that matter, because they'd have a long career, long day. It'd be a long social network crash. Damn, they fucked you up, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Natina chewed a few people up. Who she chewed up that what she on Sway in the Morning? She threw somebody in the... in a 16 and chewed him up, had him on social network for about a week or two. I was like, oh, nah, T's a beast.
Yeah, she's crazy with it.
They just don't want it. Like, and she, with Alja being the writer like she is, like, Alja will take it. She'll take it a step further. She'll write a whole mixtape about that nigga. Like,
damn.
It would be bad for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be bad.
Right.
That's exciting, man. I can't wait to follow Alja, man, because I love females that authentically is just talented, man. And like you said, Nicki opened it back up, and, man, that's awesome to hear her coming like that, man, because I love that. That's refreshing, man. Sometimes you just want to see a beast of a female just tear the game up. And
them two right there are some monsters. I just know, like, It's some girls out here, man, that's crazy like that, too. Like, Miss Chi is another one. Like, it's some girls out here that's, you know, like, niggas, like, just, like, don't fuck with them. You feel me? Or it would be, you know, you would always be known as the nigga that took that bullet, that took that bullet. You know what I'm saying? You will always be known, no matter what records you put out after that, you always be the nigga known for, damn, nigga, that motherfucker got you. Alja
tore your ass up on that last
week. Remember that nigga? Oh, man, I don't give a fuck about that record. I know that girl tore that nigga ass up, nigga. You try to say something about it. So I just really, I would hope that people just leave them alone and let them just work. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
It's a long ass motherfucking holiday for a nigga to come out and say something about one of them. Man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, we're going to support everything she's doing, what Al's just doing on the show. And, you know, any new records, any new, you know, performance dates, anything that we get,
man, listen,
we definitely going
to
share.
Be, listen, let me say this to you. I promise you, she will be here on this show man, sooner than
nice.
You know it. And it's going to be a big surprise, too, when we come back. So, it's, you know, just know
yeah,
this is what I said. Just know
that.
What I said.
So, that's
yeah.
the
yeah.
one. Love
yeah,
them exclusives,
yeah,
boy. We love exclusives.
Yeah,
that's
bring
what's
them this
up.
Way. Tony,
yeah, just remember
I,
that,
I have
you
to.
Know. I just like real shit. So you know, I appreciate y'all even taking the time. I took the time. I've been on a conference call in a minute. I haven't been on my own damn conference call in a minute. I've been on a conference call in a minute. So
yes.
Just appreciate y'all taking the time out and hitting me between the damn.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Between the regrouping of the core, you know, regrouping the core and the station, and you know, just trying to stay focused on all the different projects I'm working. You know, it's just a different thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of time. It's time consuming, but hey, it is worth it.
Right.
Yes. Oh, well, we. Okay, I'm not gonna be all and all that, but we thank you so much. It's just it's been an honor to have you on the line with us, and I was right. You're very hilarious. You're funny. You're really funny. We thank you for giving that insight on the balance in the industry, what's needed, and letting these niggas know the market is oversaturated, so everybody needs to kind of, you know, find their role
job,
and stay in it.
Let's find another job. Let's find a job. Nah,
yeah.
Nah, I'm funny. Nah,
we all
can't
be doing
for real, this. Nah, but for real, let me just say this to you for real. We might always tell artists, when they come in the game, everybody that's supposed to be in the game is supposed to be in the game. I just say it like
mm-hmm.
that. But especially if you're passionate about it, but you might supposed to be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like you might start off as an artist, but you might really be a better manager. Or
mm-hmm.
you might be a manager, but you might be a better PR. Or
mm-hmm.
or you might be a label owner, but really, you know, you don't really know what the hell you're doing, so you might be a better investor. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, so it's like, so, but I think that everybody has a place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but most niggas want to be seen. And a lot of those positions that I just named, you're not seen.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. That's
right.
the problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's crazy how you broke that down. That's crazy how you broke that down. A lot of niggas just want to be seen to the point where they ignore those other money-making positions that they could be good at.
They ignore what they really supposed to be doing for real, for real, just because they want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches. You know, that this is really fuck up the game. Like, the bitches, I'm blaming y'all
okay.
for all the shit that's not. I'm just saying, I'm real, like,
no, I understand.
Like, for real, like, the bottom line of buying a certain car, buying a chain, you know, getting a grill in your mouth, popping bottles is not for the dudes, it's for the chicks. And the chicks got these niggas wilding, doing the dumbest.
These
niggas are definitely wilding.
Yo, these are the dumbest, unauthorized ass shit in the world right now.
Nah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
so
this nigga adjectives is the best thing ever.
Amazing.
This nigga said unauthorized.
These
y'all
niggas
is doing some unauthorized shit
these
out there.
Very, you know, lying, yo, habitual line stepping. Yo, nigga, like, these niggas are the worst, my nigga, like.
No, they are.
I'm crying Tony Neal, the adjective king, man. God
yeah, man.
Damn. If you want something explained to you, he can explain it till you vividly see it.
Yo, my nigga, I just want you to know. I just want you to see the disrespect. But, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The blatant disrespect. You know what I'm saying? That these niggas doing hip-hop is so crazy, man. Like,
yeah,
listen, unauthorized.
Indeed.
Unadulterated. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real, man. the disrespect is real in hip hop.
Yeah, it's sad too.
It
and
is.
We talk about it all the time. Onyx and I,
yes,
she was just
do.
Out
oh
here
God.
In Florida with me, hanging out. Every conversation we have on music, you know, whether we're in Atlanta, anywhere, we always seem to go back to, wow, what's going on with our people in the urban community, man?
Yeah, yeah. It's all for show, for sure. Not enough, too much talking, not enough action, for sure.
Nigga, I'm telling you.
You know, Tony,
oh,
one more thing before we let Tony go, because I know that brother got something to do. But Onyx, because me and Onyx talked about this the other day, and I would love to get your opinion on it. I know it's some blog shit that's going on out there, but I think it's kind of relevant to have a balance on what authentic, original, real people in the industry think about this subject. And if you want to answer it, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. What do you think about Trinidad James going on the stage in New York and saying what he said, Tony?
I think the nigga was brave as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
that nigga was the bravest, dumbest nigga.
Yeah, that's what we said.
I don't know what he was on that day. I don't know. I think he got a little emotional for a minute. Mm-hmm. I think that he caught a little Kanye moment for a minute. I think he got a little emotional.
Oh, my God.
And forgot where the fuck he was at. because I got what he was saying, because he was talking about the legend. He started talking about artists that didn't get the respect in New York. He was respecting the artists that didn't get no play on the radio in New York. He was listing off a gang of artists that never, the Saigons and all the niggas that's talented,
right,
and never got any shine. He was listing those people. But when you get to the point where you say, what you gonna do about it? That changed the whole
right.
game.
Right, you're right.
Like, that changed
right.
the whole, like, nigga.
Period.
I know. Oh
now you just
God.
Daring, niggas. You daring, niggas. My thing, and our take on it was, if you are getting money from another market and they're inviting you to do a show, why is there inner politics on what's going on over there? If I was a nigga from Atlanta,
let me be the first. I'm an eclectic kind of cat, so I like Trinidad James. I like Trinidad James.
We do
James
too.
Because
right.
Oh, we
Trinidad
love
James,
it. We love
I'm
it.
Gonna say, I'm going to say I like Trinidad James because the nigga's way left. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody understood Outkast when they first came out either. I like a nigga that just go way left
right.
from the norm. People overseas love him. It's a bigger picture. Almost platinum single, like it's just a bigger picture with Trinidad James.
Right.
But nigga, you let your emotions run wild and you stand on stage and drop the mic on some Sexy Chocolate shit. So, nigga, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Y'all gonna whoop my ass? What you gonna do? Huh?
I'm
here.
Right.
Y'all gonna whoop my ass? Okay then. Like I was saying, nigga, are you out your damn mind?
Yo, that's just what me and Onyx
oh
were saying.
God.
Like, why did he do that? We don't know. We've always taken up for Trinidad on this show.
You can look at the nigga pacing the damn stage. He got caught up his feelings.
Right.
And forgot where the fuck he was at.
And that's exactly where we first. I don't know what he
was
doing.
That nigga was high.
He had to be
that
on
nigga was in his mouth for a minute. I swear, yeah, I'm telling you, the nigga had to forget he was in New York. He had to forget he was in New York. Like, he forgot. But I'm going to keep it way 100, though. My nigga Mano shouldn't even responded.
Yes,
yo.
Right, Mano.
Like, just let that ride, my nigga, because sometimes he look worse responding to some shit when ain't nobody else saying that. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody else, a lot of motherfuckers in New York that could have said something. Niggas is not saying shit. Because that's like beating a motherfucking handicapped nigga ass at school. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga said in
pool.
That's like kicking over the nigga wheelchair. The nigga in the lunch line and shit at school. And the nigga kind of rolled in front of you to get to my chicken leg in school and shit. And he kicked it. You kick this motherfucking nigga, you are always going to be the nigga that kicked the wheelchair of the handicapped
right.
nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
but
are
you
always
know,
going to be known as that nigga.
You know why I think like, Mano had did it, man? Because the controversy from the Kendrick Lamar stuff had, but not even that they were mad at that verse, but it had brought up a lot of stuff that was being talked about
yo,
on New York
on,
radio.
Man, come on, man. But not, okay, we're saying something about Kendrick. You feel me? Like, everybody was real silent.
When Kendrick did his verse. Not, what
yeah,
I'm saying
Mill,
is like K-Slay. Right. No, what I'm saying is when Kendrick's verse sparked that debate, the questions on the radio start being about, is New York soft? They weren't even talking about Kendrick no more. They was talking about the state of New York hip-hop in New York.
Man,
and
I got a record. I got a record from goddamn. Mm-hmm. I like, let me tell you something. I get some real, give me some hip-hop. Give me some real shit. Like, hey, of course motherfuckers got to keep up with the time. But then nigga Uncle Murder came out with this woo-woo shit.
Yeah,
and I've been playing this
that.
Shit all fucking week. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Woo-woo-woo. I've been playing this shit all fucking week. Like, I love the fact that I hear an authentic New
right.
York record.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you took this nigga from down south and put it on there with you. Like,
exactly,
you
right.
with me.
Right.
But this my shit. You're going to rap on some of our shit. I like that shit. Now, you
right.
know what I'm saying? But, yo, don't be the nigga that's the nigga that kicked the handicapped kid, nigga. Don't be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't be the nigga that clipped the nigga with polio. You know what I'm saying? Don't be that nigga.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo,
clearly.
No, oh, my
like,
God, man.
Oh, my God.
Don't beat
that nigga said polio.
That nigga. The nigga. You know when the kids with polio with the cane got shit hooked in their arm?
Oh,
that
my
nigga,
God.
You know what I'm saying? Kick the motherfucking cane from up under that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not
my
even going to respond to that
man.
Shit.
My stomach is fucking hurting, man.
Yo, I'm just being real, my nigga.
Nah, I feel you, man.
No,
I feel you 100, man. I just thought that people just got tired. I think Mano just got tired of hearing this whole New York stuff, and he just said something. But, you know, I feel what you're saying that, yo, listen, just let that roll. I just think he got tired of it, man. And I just wanted not to cause anything else. So I'm glad they talked on the phone about it. You know what I'm saying? Because New York and Atlanta have a great relationship, man. You know what I'm saying? And I would hate to see anybody try to take that to another level.
Yo, my nigga. Well, first of all, there's too many skinny jeans niggas for it to even turn into some West Coast, East Coast
right.
shit. Let me
right.
just be clear.
Right.
Nigga, let's just be clear that shit will never happen again in the history of hip hop because of the kind of niggas that's rapping right now,
no,
nigga.
Okay.
Stop it. That will never happen again, my nigga. Worrying about it being a coastal beef between Atlanta and New York. Stop it.
Right.
Stop it, my nigga. That is never gonna happen. Much motherfucker Atlanta shit the hot play right now. That is never gonna happen.
Good. I'm loving that.
Oh my goodness.
You can imagine a whole bunch of niggas skinny jeans trying to fight. They can't even run. Like, what the fuck they gonna do?
See, you get to say more than we speak our mind. We try to trade a little bit.
Hey, yo, you know what? We 3D. Tony Neal is IMAX. Tony Neal
I know.
Is IMAX.
I don't be giving a fuck.
I know.
Like, I could just see a whole bunch of niggas fighting with Versace shirts on and leather shirts. Nigga, it's not going to happen, my nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen, my nigga. Ain't no more starter jackets and Levi's and
yes.
khakis. Nah,
right,
that would be
right.
the craziest fight. Niggas fight. Niggas in New York wearing a leather shirt that the niggas be making. The niggas, the fashion niggas be making them MGM shirts and shit. And a bunch of niggas. And then a bunch of niggas in New York fight with some Versace shirts on and shit. And real niggas not going to have to. Not have to worry about a Mano and Trinidad James sparking anymore, niggas.
You heard it here first.
It ain't going down,
and we glad about it.
That's going to happen. And stop playing. Like shit about all your social networks that you can have. If you tweet that shit, it's going to be a push to war between you need your ass slapped under the tweet.
We got one of the best interviews tonight from the homie Tony Neal, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. We thank you so much, brother, because like I said, I've seen you live in action, man, and it's refreshing that you still giving people what they need to hear instead of what they want to hear, brother.
Yeah, they need to hear it, man. I just don't be mad, bro.
Your phone is going out a little bit. I know you're moving around.
How about y'all? This nigga George Zimmerman is not white. And that's, you know, social media and all this other shit will have us in our feelings so bad that we forget that, damn, motherfucker ain't white.
Mm-hmm.
Now they on his head about everything he do. That nigga can't even go to the store.
Yeah, that nigga is he reckless. He's an asshole. I can't say that.
Ain't no color in being an asshole. Yes, that's for damn sure. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that nigga is, you know, he goes, they follow that nigga wherever he go for any waking moment. Like, that nigga is the guru of the media right now. Like, they trying to wait for him to fuck up. Like, they trying to do that nigga like OJ right now. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
As soon as they do his ass like OJ and find a reason to throw him in jail, then everybody gonna remember that this nigga is Mexican.
Oh, shit.
Everybody gonna remember that this motherfucker is Mexican.
Yeah.
We so far, niggas are so far right now. Nigga, I don't see no hoods no more. I don't see no hoodies. I don't see nothing talking about Trayvon Martin right now. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it's out the window. And that's the thing about, like you said, about social media earlier, and me and Onyx talk about that, too. It's like, you know, in the city of Sanford, you know what I'm saying, they still say things and do things, but it's not getting that televised. Matter of fact, Onyx knows, I actually live in the neighborhood that happened in out here in Florida, man. So when they put the little memorial up for him, it was up for a few days, and then you start seeing people creep around asking for it to be taken down. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey
listen,
this
man,
this
all
has
I'm
been
say,
up for
all
too
I'm
long.
Say is this. All I'm going to say is this. They made money off the news, and I'm going to go after this. They made money off the ads and the commercials and fucking Jesse Jackson and all them bastards showing up out of nowhere.
Yeah, they show up,
you know,
all the time. I hate
right.
that.
Them niggas always show up. They ain't show up when the
right
white
here.
If they but you preach them, you ain't show up when the white lady was kill her baby and all that. I think that you're supposed to show up for everything, not just for some black shit. Show up for everything,
right,
motherfucker.
Right.
But that's just me. That's just how I feel.
No,
show up
no.
for everything, nigga. Show up for everything.
No,
just don't show up when it's media and try to get niggas in their feelings. Just don't show up to try to get me in my feelings. Like, I'm a grown ass man now. Motherfucking Jesse Jackson is not going to get me in my motherfucking feelings no more. I'm sorry,
right,
nigga. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know what I mean? This nigga with his perm is not going to get me in my motherfucking feelings. So
seriously.
No, just don't show up when it's one situation. Show up for all. And the Mexican had the last name of Zimmerman because of his daddy. And niggas didn't even know nothing about that nigga's daddy until niggas started researching and found out his daddy was a judge. And so we just used that shit. Okay, we can use that. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Black people need to just chill, get the fuck out their feelings, and stop it. They be killing me, yo. Our feelings get us in the most fucked up situations. Yo, our feelings, yo, and music and everything, and personal, when they mix it with business, our feelings, your emotions, and the more that these women raise these niggas up as females and form a skinny-ass gene, the more emotional niggas we going to have.
I know, it's crazy.
They can't get their ass kids, they can't get their ass whooped no more, so they're emotional. Like, everything is just derived on feelings. on everything and operated on how I fucking feel. Like, yo, and the dudes is worse than the chicks. Like,
yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
Yo,
yes, they are.
Yo, like, bathroom pissing niggas, like, all that. Yo, man, we
yeah, that's
fucking
out
emotional.
Of
like,
yeah,
dudes,
yeah,
yo, my
yeah.
nigga, like, yo.
Yes.
Yo, yo, this is what we're
no,
in right now.
Control.
We're in a big ass ball of emotion right now. That's what we are in right now. You know what I'm saying? And after they get out their feelings, that's why the shit just disappear like it do. Nobody had a hoodie on when my son got killed.
Right.
Nobody. I ain't seen no hoodies. None of that shit when my son got killed. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
God got you. I got a bunch of that. God got you. You're going to be all right. He in a better place. Stop it. Stop it, my nigga. I got a bunch of that shit. I ain't getting no protests. I ain't getting no hoodies. I ain't getting no
right.
toys made, no cookies and all the shit that they were doing with this shit. Because you know what? Don't nobody give a fuck when it's black on black.
Mm-mm.
You know, and that's
nobody
sad because that's, yeah.
No,
these community leaders,
so,
man.
I was famous at home. I was famous in my city in the radio and all that shit. Al Sharpton didn't show up for my ass.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm just,
be
being,
right there.
I'm just being realist. And usually niggas that be real like that come up missing. So that's why I be chilling. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's why I be chilling. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Before I start going deeper in the hole. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, let me put my shovel down. And it's been
yeah.
good.
Yeah, let me go and take my ass to this DOB event and shit. And
that's
whenever y'all
man.
Need me on the phone to commentate, and when I have time to jump my ass on here, just let me know.
We appreciate.
Oh man,
that,
we
brother.
Appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. You have a good night.
All right, though.
Thank you very much,
thank
Tony.
You.
All right, brother.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man. I felt like it was me and
Whoa.
You on the line going when we do our rants.
Whoa. He say the same things we be saying. That's so crazy. I'm talking about word for word. Oh, man. This was a tornado of a conversation we had with this dude, man. This is, wow. That whole Grandmaster Jay shit, you know, that was.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
if Grandmaster Jay or anybody is still listening, you know, Onyx said he tried to call in, just understand that we could not allow anybody
well,
on the line.
That. You don't have to.
You know, but you know, we have to be fair and, you know, have to have a balance to it. You know what I'm saying? But
you gave him all of that already. And to be honest with you, I've seen the whole history, and I'm not feeling it either. So I'm not feeling it either.
Oh, yeah,
so
I'm completely unaware of the situation, so I didn't know what was the situation going on. But
I'm not feeling
you know.
It at all, but that's a whole nother, like he said, it really didn't even deserve any shine, you know?
Good,
and
yeah.
Glad we didn't
shut that down.
Yeah, and you as well, but you know, but you already said, you know, this is his time and whatnot. There's always a proper place and forum. And
of
so,
course, and this wouldn't have been it. You know what I'm saying? We
this
got
is definitely not it.
The information that we wanted to get from Tony Neal, the background on him, the core DJs and their movement, which has been strong. Anybody in the hip-hop community knows about that. So it was just great having the CEO and founder of that wonderful movement on the show tonight. Laughs, a lot of truth.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of introspective look into his life. You know, he was real candid about it. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying, sugarcoating anything. You know what I'm saying? So just one of the great interviews that we have had on the show, and we want to thank that brother again for that.
And then
your phone's cutting out a little bit, homie. Can you hear me?
Oh, thank you. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Here you go.
No,
you
thank
go.
You. Okay, I'm back now. See, I said, you know, what was amazing about tonight as well is just the fact that he not only, of course, on time, and as most of our guests are, but stayed on with us and through the phone at the beginning as well, the little troubles. And so we thank you. And thank you to everybody that called in to show support,
yes,
and listened.
Yes.
Still listening now because we see that you're still hanging in there via the board. And
I appreciate that patience in the beginning. And, you know, we sometimes blog talk can't be controlled. You know what I'm saying? But we try to get through it as best we can when it does give us some trouble. So thank you guys for the patience.
Yeah, and so then we're definitely going to ride out, but I do want to make sure that you guys know you can follow our Twitter at Global 14 The Cut, and we do have a Facebook page and a YouTube page as well. So if you head over to our Twitter, you'll see all the links to that. You can follow us also on our social networks. I'm at Onyx254 on Twitter, Instagram, Global 14, and pretty much anywhere else.
Yes, indeed. Hit me up on Twitter at The Glue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E, and hit me up on Instagram, The, T-H-A, Golden Fleece, Global 14, The Golden Fleece. We appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. One love, stay blessed, and we out.
Well, definitely, and I can't forget to also, you guys, because it has been a long minute, we didn't do a quick break. This is via Jermaine Dupri's social network, global14.com, so make sure you also follow on their Twitter, at global14, and that you head over to that website. And shout out to our staff, Lamont, who's been holding down the board and
our
network as well. Yes, he is doing his thing as well on the networks there. So, and that's all I had. I had to make sure we threw that in before, you know, while we had these new listeners tonight, I had to let them know. So,
that's what it is.
Back next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, right?
Next Wednesday, we back in the building.
You
know, we might have a special guest from the Wu-Tang Clan coming through next Wednesday.
Right.
So we got some things coming up, man. So stay tuned. Rock with us. You know what I'm saying? If yo, don't get annoyed that we was laughing all day. Yo, we had Tony Neal on the line. Tony Neal is hilarious and a good brother. So, man, we got some good laughs and laughs to keep you alive, you know. So go out and laugh. Go out somewhere tonight and laugh with somebody. You know what I mean? Feel
right.
good because we damn sure got our dose tonight, man. For real.
All right, man. That was it. That's all I had.
Yeah, Young Main, 35 riders,
that's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more, can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.